Coming up next on Functional Moms Podcast.
I've done the math recently, so there's a statistic out there that I believe is really old and out of date that says women absorb about 160 toxins through their skin every day. I redid the math because there's things that they're not including, especially in this day and age, which includes packaging. Most of our products are packaged in plastic, and plastic contains a lot of plasticizers and toxins, including BPA, hormone disruptors, all sorts of things. They're not including water as a toxin, but most of the products contain tap water. So you're not only getting contaminated with heavy metals from tap water, but also drug waste, including birth control pills and antidepressants and things like that. So it's things like that that is not included in that 167.
Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms.
This episode is for you if you want beautiful skin after 40 without relying on Botox, fillers, and conventional skincare, which often contains toxic hormone disrupting ingredients. We are going to learn the best natural beauty solutions.
Our guest today is Trina Felber, mother of the clean beauty movement and founder of Primal Life Organics. She is a registered nurse who has over 16 years of experience teaching women to craft their own premium hormone-safe skincare.
Through her holistic health and beauty reset program, she guides clients to radiant, youthful skin with non-toxic ingredients and advanced beauty tools. As a bestseller author of Beauty's Dirty Secrets, Trina shares practical science-backed solutions that enhance beauty without compromising health.
Trina, we are thrilled to have you on the show today. We would love to hear your story and how you became the mother of the clean beauty movement.
Oh, well, thank you. First of all, let me say thanks for having me and inviting me to be on your amazing show. Anytime I get to talk to women, especially moms, I have such a passion for helping. This all started for me back in 2006. I was graduating from anesthesia school as a nurse, and my soon-to-be husband back then and I were going to Fiji to get married because I was turning 40 that summer when I graduated. And we knew we wanted to start a family right away, and we knew we wouldn't be able to travel and all those things. So we went to Fiji, got married, and, you know, amazingly, I got pregnant on the honeymoon and came back to start my new job and was really excited. And then at week 7, I miscarried. And it was that miscarriage that sparked both me and my husband, who we, you know, at that point, we felt like we were pretty healthy. We were doing the right things. This was, you know, back in the day, you know, we were eating healthy and exercising and, you know, those types of things. But it never dawned on me, you know, about the toxins in our environment. And so we made a switch to clean, or, you know, natural type of cleaning products. And we changed our laundry detergent, you know, got air purifiers, that type of stuff. But it wasn't until I got pregnant again with our daughter, who is now 16 years old. And I was at week 7 at the same spot where I had miscarried, very in tune with what, you know, I was putting in my body with food and, you know, that kind of stuff. And it just dawned on me to glance at my moisturizer. I was putting my moisturizer on, and I thought, maybe I should check the ingredients on this too. So I looked at the ingredients for the first time and realized that there were toxins or chemicals in there, synthetic ingredients that I knew were not going to be good for my body. I didn't know what they did or what they were, but I just instinctively knew that they were not going to be helpful to me, my pregnancy, or my daughter. So I threw it in the trash, and I did the only thing that I knew to do. And I went to the kitchen and I started using olive oil on my skin. And at that point, my skin had been extremely oily, and I had a lot of breakouts still at the age of 40. I had gone through Accutane twice and did all those treatments, you know, the over-the-counter and the prescription. And I started using olive oil because at this point, it wasn't about me. It was about my unborn baby. And lo and behold, you know, I delivered a healthy baby, and my skin cleared up through pregnancy, which was quite shocking.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's basically it. And then I started making other products. And, you know, of course, I had a newborn, so I started making baby products. I was making skincare products for myself and my husband. You know, one thing led to another. And one day I was feeding my daughter and breastfeeding her. And I said to my husband, who had been an entrepreneur all his life, I said, you know, maybe I should just sell this stuff. People that I'm giving it to really like it. And he's like, okay, figure out what you want to be called. I'll get your website going. I'll get someone to do your logo. And that's how I started. My original company was called Olives Organic Botanicals because I was going to put olive oil in every product. And that's how it got started for me. But it wasn't just about products. It was always about educating for me. I always wanted women to understand the dangers of what we're putting on our skin and how it doesn't just affect us, but it can affect our next generation as well.
Wow. That's such an inspiring story. I have to say, I had a similar experience. After my first two children, I had a miscarriage at 9 weeks. But I didn't look at the skincare like you did. Like, I looked more at like my food and stuff like that, but I just didn't connect it that far. And I think you're providing such a missing link here because so many people don't think about it. And even, I have to say, even after visiting some alternative doctors and things like that, they don't always bring that up either. They bring up the food first thing, you know, look at your food, start reading labels, like where, you know, where's your food sourced? Is it organic? But the skincare, I think even they get afraid to really dive in. So I think you're providing a wonderful service.
Thank you. Yeah. Most physicians, even natural doctors, don't understand the beauty industry. And there's so much greenwashing out there. You know, I always say there's about 98% of the brands and the products on the market are detrimental to our health. So that's 98%. There's very few products on the market that are good for us and feed our skin the way that it's supposed to be fed. Our skin is our second gut. It's your largest organ. And everything you put on it can be absorbed. And it gets absorbed within about 30 seconds. About 60% of what you put on will get absorbed in about 60 seconds or 30 seconds. And then in about 60 seconds, it travels throughout your body, including to your brain or your reproductive organs, you know, your lungs. It travels everywhere because it's different than ingesting things through your stomach. So when you ingest food that might have some toxins or things in it that your body doesn't want, your body sends it. You've got your detoxification organ, which is your liver, right there. So that we call that first pass through the liver. So your blood will go through your liver to be detoxified before it travels through the rest of your body. But when you ingest through your skin, you're getting that stuff, you know, the chemicals or toxins or nutrients, if you have nutrients, are getting absorbed into venous blood, which goes back to your lungs to be reoxygenated, then to your heart. And your heart is going to pump it everywhere, not just to your liver, but everywhere. So that's the difference. And that's the myth and the misunderstanding with the beauty industry is, you know, people think that, oh, it must be safe. Otherwise, the government wouldn't allow them to put it in. Or under a certain amount, it's okay. There's some truth to that. When you really know what's going on in the beauty industry, you'll realize that maybe the government said that under this amount, it's okay for this ingredient that causes cancer or this hormone disruptor to be in this product. However, there's not just one product or one ingredient that does that. There's multiple ingredients. I've done the math recently. So there's a statistic out there that I believe is really old and out of date that says women absorb about 160 toxins through their skin every day. I redid the math because there's things that they're not including, especially in this day and age, which includes packaging. Most of our products are packaged in plastic, and plastic contains a lot of plasticizers and toxins, including BPA, hormone disruptors, all sorts of things. They're not including water as a toxin, but most of the products contain tap water. So you're not only getting contaminated with heavy metals from tap water, but also drug waste, including birth control pills and antidepressants and things like that. So it's things like that that is not included in that 167. And it states that women use about 15 products a day, which is not true. Women use closer to 20 to 25 products because you have to include makeup, you have to include hair, dental products, face products, you know, body products, everything gets thrown in there, nail products. And I believe it's closer to 20 to 25 products. And most products today have about 20 to 40 chemicals in them. So when you do the math, it's closer to 600. Women can be exposing themselves to about 600 chemicals every single day. And that blows my mind. And then we wonder, why is infertility on the rise? Why is brain fog and fatigue and menopause, women getting menopausal symptoms, you know, all of these things are things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And you're right. When you go to the doctor, they're not asking, they're asking you the questions of the symptoms, brain fog, yes, fatigue, yes, irregular periods, yes, headaches, yes, mood swings. You know, they go through the the motions of asking you that, but they're not addressing a root cause, which is what are you putting on your skin every single day?
Right. And they check it off. And then they say, I remember my gynecologist saying, you're 50 at the time. I think I was like 52 or something. And she's like, oh yeah, well, normal. You're normal. You have all these things normal. It's become like normal.
Well, that's what we did in society. We've made it normal. And I'll tell you the honest truth. So I didn't even realize my symptoms were symptoms until they went away. So when I ditched all the hormone disruptors and the chemicals in skincare and I switched to what I currently do and what I currently teach, before that, I had bad fatigue. I had brain fog. I had irregular periods my entire life. In fact, I was shocked we got pregnant because they were so irregular. I assumed I was going to have infertility problems. I had headaches, really bad migraines and headaches and mood swings, all of those things that are really related to hormone disruptors. And as soon as I made the switch, you know, very quickly, those symptoms, and I didn't even realize it, I was pregnant at the time. Those symptoms went away and never came back. And then on top of that, 10 years later, when I was turning 50, I went through menopause and I had already, of course, detoxed all these things out of my body for 10 years. I didn't have one single menopausal symptom. So the fact that women are suffering, and today menopause is hitting, you know, the symptoms are normalized. Oh, like you said, Raquel, that's just normal. Well, it's not really normal when your hormones are out of balance. Then those are the symptoms that you get, but you shouldn't really have fatigue that, you know, you can't handle, of course, occasionally, or brain fog every single day, or irregular periods that are not related to your menopause. They're related to hormone disruptors you're absorbing or eating every single day. So when I went through menopause, I didn't have one single symptom.
Right. Because I think also the problem is that when they say that's normal, normal to what? Normal comparing it to what? Right. So if they're comparing it to what's become normal because of all of these factors, okay, so I'm just like shit out of luck. But, you know, but when you just really look at a clean, like what you're talking about, then you're like, oh, well, actually, this is really not normal.
Yeah. And you're actually the second person. We had a guest recently, a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Katie Zanello, and she really raised the question, is menopause so much worse nowadays because of all these environmental toxins that we're constantly exposed to, and definitely through our skincare is a huge way. So it's definitely something that I think is interesting and something food for thought for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I've had women going through my program. One of them was a nurse just recently, and she suffered with autoimmune. So it wasn't menopause for her yet. It was autoimmune issues and narcolepsy. And about 3 weeks into the program, after starting to detox, you know, you stop putting these things on your body. That's a huge impact that we don't even realize. If you're putting, you know, even 200 chemicals on your body every day, that impacts you in a way you have no idea, because we're living under the influence. We're so used to this hormone imbalance. I call it the hormone hangover. It's a daily hormone hangover. Every time you apply something to your skin that has these hormone disruptors in it, you know, you're just creating that hormone hangover all over again. So while you're living under the influence, you have no idea what normal life is like for you until you get rid of it. So 3 weeks into the program, she was already coming down on all of her medications, as well as her narcolepsy. She said she was down to half dose at 3 weeks on her narcolepsy. And she was shocked. She's like, I had no idea how impacted my body was by these chemicals. But you have to think, like, you have to realize that if your skin is absorbing this and eating in the same way that you putting it in your body to eat, but your body can't handle it and isn't manufactured the way we're put together, isn't, you know, so that we can detox these things out of our body before they impact us. These chemicals, because there's so many, will get stored in the fat tissue. And so they can live in your fat tissue for years and years. And many of these chemicals are even forever chemicals, which is very difficult for the body to get rid of. So it's so important for women to stop using those products and make the switch to things that don't have those ingredients. You know, when you go to the doctor, what do they do with your checklist? They're either going to prescribe a medication or a cream or something for your symptoms. So that's going to cause more problems and more symptoms. They'll probably send you for blood work. Let's see what's going on with your hormones and if they're out of balance. And, you know, they might even send you for other tests. But what if all they have to do, or all you have to do, is stop like switch what you're putting on your body and let's see if your body regulates. I was on, you know, before I actually went through menopause with all my symptoms, I was taking supplements to regulate my hormones. And after I switched, I didn't need any of those supplements. I didn't have those symptoms anymore. So I don't take supplements. I don't need to because I'm not being impacted every single day by those ingredients that are disrupting my hormones.
Are there specific chemicals that we should be aware of?
Yeah, it's hard to just lay it on one because there are so many ingredients, but the big offenders are parabens, phthalates, and fragrance is another one. Those are the big offenders for disrupting your hormones. But here's the problem. The beauty companies understand, they know this. So they'll put that in their marketing and say, oh, we don't use phthalates and, you know, phthalate free, paraben free.
Yeah, I see that in the recent years.
But when you look at the ingredients, and this is what I teach my clients, I teach them how to read a company, how to read labels, how to understand all this so you're never duped again. Because I felt like I was duped by the beauty industry. You know, they're selling you what they want you to know. They want you to know or think, oh, this miracle cream is going to get rid of your wrinkles. It's going to get rid of your acne. It's going to brighten your skin or your complexion or whatever. And so they're going to sell you all the positive things, but they're not going to show you or tell you about all the bad things that are in there. So even if it doesn't, if it says it's paraben free, phthalate free, all of those beautiful things, but it's plastic packaging, sorry. If the first ingredient is water, sorry, you're being lied to. If it has, or, you know, plant-based ingredients and they're not organic, sorry, you're being lied to. So it's those types of things that the beauty industry is, you know, they're just brushing it under the rug and hoping that nobody ever discloses or shows this or disclose, you know, tells people about it. So that's what I'm here to do because I know the impact these things have on your body, these chemicals. I understand. And it's not just about us, you know, it's about kids too. I look at children and kids are even more impacted by these hormone disruptors and these neurotoxins and these ingredients that cause inflammation that lead to cancer inside the body. And so as women, you know, we're the primary, you know, ones that buy these products for the family. You know, if I can educate the women out there on what to use and what not to use, and, you know, you stop making those bad choices, it's amazing what happens to your health. And it's amazing what happens to your energy levels and your hormones. You know, when these things come back into balance naturally, the way the body is supposed to, it's amazing how you feel completely different. You feel like yourself again.
Wow. So you touched briefly on the water. We want to ask you, what are the most common misconceptions about water and skincare products and how do they affect our skin?
Yeah. So water is probably the number one ingredient found in almost all products. So very few products are truly made without water. And water impacts your health and it impacts your beauty. So any product that labels itself or they market it as anti-aging. But if you look at the first, or if you look at the ingredient list and you see water in there, it's not going to reverse aging. It's going to prematurely age you. It's the opposite because water dehydrates your skin. So drinking water, of course, make sure it's clean, pure, purified water. But drinking water, obviously the body needs that. It's detrimental to our health if we don't drink water. But on the other hand, putting water on our skin through our skincare is drying our water or our skin out because it disrupts our acid mantle layer, which is our natural sebum, which supports our good microbiome on our skin. And that sebum holds in or locks in the moisture. So water-based products will disrupt that and cause you to have very dry skin, very dehydrated skin. Even if your skin's oily, it can be dehydrated on the inside, which is what my skin was. So it becomes very thin. You start to see fine lines and wrinkles. It looks sallow. It doesn't have a healthy glow. When you touch it, it's not bouncy. It just kind of feels like it's not like it's drying and on the inside, even if on the outside it's oily. And that's what was happening to my skin. But on the other hand, swapping to something that's not water-based is going to lock in moisture and feed your skin the nutrients that it needs to come back to life, to detox your skin and feed the cells. Because if your cells are healthy, then your skin is going to look healthy and it's going to be more vibrant. So the first thing is it dehydrates your skin, which is going to cause premature aging. The second problem with water is the health issue and the impact it has on your health, which is the fact that because it's primarily tap water has heavy metals in it, and heavy metals can get absorbed through your skin and your blood, you know, get it absorbed into your bloodstream, which of course is venous blood, which I explained will then travel throughout your body. And it also contains the drug waste and pesticides, herbicides, those types of contaminants that are in tap water. So when you're using a product and it's marketed to, you know, give you some benefits, you've got to understand what you're really putting on your skin, because the beauty industry isn't in it to make you beautiful. They're in it to make money.
Yeah. So I was looking at all my products and they pretty much all were either A, in plastic, or B, contained water as the first ingredient. And I was like, no. Right. And some of them I thought were healthy. Like I thought they were cleaner brands. So now what are your thoughts on the Yucca app or EWG? Because I've used that before to try to help
and
me
think
in the
dirty.
Store when I'm so confused. Yeah.
Yeah. And think dirty. My clients don't need those apps because those apps don't work anyway. They're not reliable and they're not correct because they're not looking for the hidden toxins. They don't even consider water. They don't even look at what water is or what's in water. If it has water, it's just listed, but it's not considered a toxin. And it literally is probably the worst.
They probably don't even know.
Right. Yeah. So, and they don't look at packaging.
They probably don't even know. I think that's the biggest thing. I think that's, you know, when they mark like, oh, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. And you're like, oh, great. They're saying the things that it doesn't have. So this must be a good product, because they're banking on the fact that you don't know all these things that you're sharing with us right now.
Right?
It's like so legit.
Yeah. Seriously, that's the main problem. And the Yucca, like the Think Dirty, the Yucca and the EWG, they're not taking into consideration. So, you know, it gives you a false sense of security. Like you said, Kristen, that's what you use when you know, get your products. You go to the EWG or you go to Yucca, you get a really good rating on a product and you're like, oh, okay, this is good for me. In the meanwhile, it's loaded with hormone disruptors, neurotoxins, inflammation causing ingredients. It's got water, so it's going to dehydrate your skin and you're not going to get the benefits, the health benefits. Like if you really want to clean up and be healthy, then those types of ingredients need to, or products need to be swapped out as well. It's not just swapping out and walking down the outer aisles of the grocery store. We also have to do that with our beauty products. And that includes dental products and, you know, and the like, everything.
Wow. Yeah. Raquel and I were talking before you came on and we were saying in functional medicine, a gold standard is the elimination diet, where you really look at everything you're eating and you get rid of all the, you know, the toxic fast food, whatever, and clean everything up. And so we realized we kind of see that you have to really go all in on this to really see the benefits probably. Because if you just swap out certain things, would you really see the same benefit? I guess that's a question too.
Yeah. So I have a whole process for how to do this. And that's what I teach in my program, is how do you go about doing this? And it's not as hard as you think. Like it feels like an overwhelming task. So that's why a lot of women give up. They're like, oh my gosh, I use 20 products. I can't just throw them all out and start all over. And honestly, I simplify it.
No, you know why I'm laughing? Because Kristen has to do a confession right now. Kristen, she was looking at all her stuff. What were you saying, Kristen, before we came on?
No, those are exact same words I said. I was like looking at all the water and all the plastic and I was like, oh my God, like there's no way.
Right. She's like, this is overwhelming.
First of all, it's really expensive. But second of all, yeah.
So I always teach, there's always that, you know, because all the women, like I always say, there are things that you can start with that you don't necessarily care about swapping out, which would be like your dental products. You're not going to care about throwing a $7 toothpaste away and swapping it with something that's better. But you know, that $100 serum that, you know, is this big that you feel like it's gold. Well, you don't necessarily have to swap that out. But I actually do teach on the very first, in my very first module, I teach you what to swap it with. And most women already have this, and how to detox your skin. And honestly, you know, when you get to the point of after doing this detox and starting to see what your skin is looking like, because so many women, when they go through my program, you know, I usually say about 2 to 3 weeks and you start to notice a difference, but I only say that to protect myself so that women don't get to day 7. They're like, no one's telling me my skin looks good. But so many women tell me like around day 6 and 7 and 8, oh my gosh, I'm starting to get compliments on my skin. People are noticing my skin. So it's really interesting. And so by the time you get done with your little detox, you look at that little bottle and you go, you weren't doing anything for me anyway. You're actually causing this little $100 bottle could actually cause you cancer. It could be the $10,000 treatment that you need. You know, it could be the tip of the iceberg for your body because you don't know where your body's at. And it's all about making it so that your liver and your body can handle the toxins. So do you have to give up absolutely everything? You know, in what I teach, there are some products, of course, that are very difficult to find that like work as well as some of the stuff that you're used to working with and using. So those are the types of things that I say, once you've got your body back in alignment, then you pick your poisons and you decide this is my, like, you know, just like your diet. I love cupcakes or I love cheesecake. So every once in a while, I'm going to indulge. But you just pick your poison and you just know. And then you try not to use it every single day. You try to limit it or you try to use less or whatever that looks like for you. So, you know, in my coaching, that's what I help women decide and go through. But very, very rarely. And in fact, I can't even think of one woman that has held on to a face product that she couldn't let go of after starting the program. Because after realizing that that product really isn't what it's really doing to her skin is causing premature aging. It's causing signs of aging. It's causing wrinkles. It's causing fine lines. It's not doing anything for your discolorations, sunspots, you know, age spots, whatever you want to call them. And when you start to see what happens when you make the switch, you're like, I don't care how much that costs me because it's not worth it. Like I would never put that back on my skin and in the trash it goes. So, you know, I always say, don't throw anything away. Just don't, you can always. Yeah. Like, that's the biggest thing. Try what I say, do what I say, you know, give it a week, give it 2 weeks. You can always go back to what you were using. It's always going to be there. Trust me, it's always going to be there. But once you start to see results, you know, I don't get women that go, I'm sorry, I want my toxic skincare. They start to feel better and, you know, see, it's more, and it's, you know, it's both. It's not just about looking good. It's about feeling good because you can't necessarily feel like you look good if you don't feel like yourself and you don't feel good. You can put the makeup on, you can put the mask on, you can put, you know, you can pretend every day, but it still doesn't feel good when you have to do that. So my goal is to get women to actually feel like themselves again, feel the joy of getting up every day and feel the joy of, you know, whatever it is that you do. You go to work, you work with your kids, whatever.
That's really great because that's what our podcast is all about. Women that want to feel and look their best.
Yeah. I mean, we want to look good still as we age. Right? It's not like we're dropping all that. And so that brings us to Botox. We want to ask you about this because this is so popular, the Botox and fillers.
The fillers.
And so what are the drawbacks of going that route and what could we do instead?
Yeah. Botox and fillers are synthetic and, you know, toxins to the body. Basically, anything you inject into the body is going to be reviewed as a toxin by the body, not the body doesn't want it. It's going to cause inflammation. Anytime you have inflammation, it's just a center for anything can happen. It can create cancer. It can create more inflammation. It can create disease, whatever. But Botox specifically is botulism toxin. And, you know, there's a bunch of problems with it. First of all, it paralyzes the muscle. And if you know anything about, you know, health and fitness, especially like in the fitness world, if you stop using a muscle, it's like lose it, use it or lose it. It starts to get smaller and smaller. It shrinks in size. So that's what happens when bodybuilders stop working out. When someone becomes paralyzed, you know, from the waist down or wherever, their muscles atrophy because they're not being used. And that's the exact same thing that happens with Botox. So for them, you know, for Botox to be marketed as even preventative for, you know, women in their 20s is such a wrong thing to say because it's not going to prevent anything. It's going to cause your muscles to shrink And then what happens when you lose muscle mass is that the skin has nowhere to, like, it's not going to be plump anymore. It starts to sag. And now you've got more wrinkles and more lines that you wouldn't have if you had muscles that were pulling up your skin, because that's the whole idea of your muscles. Part of the idea is that, you know, especially with bodybuilders and people that want definition, is you want to be able to see that definition. So the less muscle you have, the less definition, the less you see your cheeks or cheekbones, the less, you know, you're going to have more wrinkles on your forehead because your muscles are going to be more atrophied. So, you know, the flip side of Botox is it's actually causing more aging down the road. And then, you know, what happens as you lose the muscle mass, the next step is getting fillers, because of course, what are we going to do? We've got all these, you know, you can't smooth it out anymore because there's no muscle to really paralyze. Now we need to get fillers. And then when that doesn't work, ultimately fillers aren't good either, because they're not really being reabsorbed by the body. They migrate, they cause inflammation, they cause other health issues. But then the next step is getting a facelift. And the facelift is not going to solve your problems either. It's just going to literally pull your skin tighter, but it's not going to rebuild muscle. It's not going to increase collagen and elastin in your skin. So there are five root causes of aging skin, and none of these are being addressed by the beauty industry. But through, you know, just mindful, you know, practices every single day, you can reverse age and you can prevent aging in a negative way. Of course, you know, aging gracefully is always what I promote, but that doesn't mean that you have to, like, you know, if you're 50, you have to look 50. I'm 56, and a lot of people guess me in my 40s. So if you do it correctly, yeah, you know, they're always complimenting me on my skin. And I'm like, you know, it's because of what I use. It's what I practice. It's diet. It's, you know, what I practice with my skincare and what I practice in my lifestyle. But the other problem with Botox is that, you know, your muscles are a group and a family. So, you know, and most people don't think about it this way, and doctors don't present it this way. But when you're affecting one muscle, it's not just that muscle that gets affected, because it is a whole family. All muscles to some degree can be affected by what you're doing to that muscle. And, you know, there are a lot of women that will get Botox and then a couple months later end up with a heart arrhythmia or something going on with their heart. And there's never that connection between, oh, did you get Botox? You know, like, when does your cardiologist ever say, tell me about the last time you got Botox, or do you get Botox? There's no connection there with the medical, you know, system. So, but there is that possibility, and there is a link between Botox and heart arrhythmias or irregular heartbeats and things like that, heart conditions or problems. So,
wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's something most people don't even know. And then there's the other fact that, you know, Botox, once you inject it, your body is going to start to try and break it down or mobilize it, which is why it'll only last 3 or 4 months and you have to get re-injected. And it's going to mobilize this, you know, Botox likes fat. It's everything typically likes fatty tissue. And the closest fatty tissue to Botox, or to where they're injecting Botox in your face, is your brain. So there is that potential connection between early Alzheimer's or early dementia and Botox injections as well. You know, just something to think about.
Wow. Okay.
Have they made a connection, an actual connection about that, that you know?
I've seen some studies that say that there's, you know, the connection. There is studies that show that there's a possible connection between early onset Alzheimer's and, you know, women getting Botox.
It makes sense, because a lot of Botox is here. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to go to the closest place.
Can we tell us about Gua Sha and face yoga? Does it really work?
Does it work? Yeah, it really does work. Believe it or not, it's not hard to do. I actually do a 30-day boot camp with women, and it's 30 days. I put them through a program, and I teach them all different types of face yoga exercises, Gua Sha, and a couple other beauty tools. Yes, beauty tools and Gua Sha totally work. And you don't have to feel like, it doesn't have to be, you know, take a lot of time every day.
I think that's what people are worried about. Like, even myself, I'm like, how do I add one more thing in? I have so many things to do every day.
I already worked out.
Yeah. Right.
Now I got to work out my face.
Yes. And you got to spend an hour doing it every single day. No, you know, I don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom. You know, through my boot camp, I usually say it takes about 15 to 20 minutes every day, but that's the boot camp part. That's the first 30 days. That's to get you in that practice, to give you, you know, get you results pretty quick. But after that, you know, I might spend 3 to 5 minutes, you know, probably like 3 days a week, 3 or 4 days a week. But it's during my routine. So when I'm putting my face moisturizer on, I'll grab my Gua Sha and I do, you know, a quick 3 or 4 minute treatment with it. And it doesn't take long and it's not hard. It's super easy. And yes, I still get to see results and I know that it's working. And it's stimulating collagen, it's stimulating elastin, blood flow, and all of the things that your skin needs in order to stay looking younger. So the time that you spend doing that will reward you way more in the future than putting chemicals on your skin and going to get injections, which are all, you know, when you think about it, you get a good energy or you get a bad energy from something. And you have to think about it as far as your body and energy. If you're putting something in your body or on your body that is dead energy, it's going to bring your energy down. Ultimately, most skincare products that are housed in plastic contain water and they contain dead ingredients, synthetic ingredients are going to bring your energy of your body down. On the other hand, if you're doing things, injections, it goes for Botox and fillers. On the other hand, if you're putting oils and essential oils and stimulating blood flow like massage or Gua Sha or red light therapy, these are all things that increase energy. Oils and essential oils have higher energy than your skin. So it's going to increase the energy, you know, vibrancy of your skin and your body and your health. So you have to, and you can get a feel for that. Like, how does it feel when someone says, I think you should get Botox? Like, you can get a feeling of, yeah, that doesn't feel so good. But what if someone says, hey, I've got this serum that has XYZ oil. Let me just paint a picture. I've got this face serum that I made that has this herb in it that is just like Botox, but it's from an herb. And instead of paralyzing your muscle, it relaxes the muscle. So you can still move it because the movement of that muscle is increasing energy in your body. It's increasing collagen. It's increasing elastin and blood flow inside your skin. So this herb, if you put this serum that's got this herb, plus it has this oil that increases collagen production and this oil that reduces it, it stops the enzyme from breaking down collagen and elastin in your skin. Plus it has this essential oil in it that acts like Retin A to increase cell turnover. Plus it's got peptides in it from this oil. This one oil has 17 natural peptides, not synthetic, natural peptides. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I want that. It's like the best dessert ever. Give me that. But, or you can have the dead stuff. Like you can have this that is like full of all those good things that your skin needs. Or you can have the dead, let me get the needle, let me inject you with the dead stuff. Or you can put this dead thing on your skin every single day and see how you feel. So that's the difference. Does it cost more money? Like that's the biggest, one of the biggest things that women think, okay, does it work? And how much does, you know, clean beauty cost so much money? Not when you can throw away 20 tubes and replace it with 3 or 4. And the fact that those 3 or 4 will last 4 times as long as any single one of those you threw away, because water is not an ingredient that is going to do anything for your skin. In fact, you have to use about 4 times the amount. You're actually exposing yourself to 4 times the amount of chemicals. But when you replace it with something that you need a fraction of the amount that actually costs about the same amount of money, there's no health impact. Like you're not going to get cancer and you're not going to get, you know, inflammation.
Right. You're saving in other ways.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean,
many ways, but you're not even spending more money. Yeah.
Right. I would love to ask you, what advice do you have for women who are just beginning their journey into the clean beauty and want to transition from conventional products?
Yeah. You know, work with me. That's my best advice. You know, I have a, seriously, that's the best advice because nobody, like what I teach you in 5 weeks you will have this knowledge for a lifetime. It's never going to change. Whatever is going on, the noise in the beauty industry, whatever's going on TikTok, the influencers, the celebrities, the doctors, I'm teaching some health practitioners about this as well. And in fact, helping their clients convert because, you know, I say, stay in your lane. I'll stay in my lane. Let me teach you about clean beauty. This is my expertise. You will never be steered wrong. I will never sugarcoat it. I will never give you an A+ for a product that you love, 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 and can't give up. Always be honest and say, look, this is what I give it. I give it a D or an F. You can make the decision, but I will never sugarcoat that for you. But I empower you.
Is the program that you're talking about the Holistic Health and Beauty Reset program?
Yes, that's my program. It's okay. It's 5 modules.
Okay. And in that program, do you also talk about how to make, is that a separate thing, making your own skincare products?
So in the program, I give you some recipes. So one of my superpowers is making some premium products. So the one I was talking to you about that has the no-tox, I call it the no-tox face serum, the Botox herb is a recipe that I made that is super easy to make. And so there's 2 different things. So the Holistic Health and Beauty Reset program, I do include some simple recipes that if you want to dabble with making your own is so easy. And that's the other thing that women are like afraid of. I don't have time. I barely have time to do anything. I can whip up a 1 or 2 year supply of a face serum in 5 minutes flat. It doesn't take long. In 5 minutes, it will cost you for a serum that, and I used to do this. So I manufactured my own products. I formulated everything. So I know the cost and what goes into everything.
Right.
So a face serum that, you know, you can make at home for about $12, you would have paid about $70 or $80 for this quality of face serum. And you can make an entire year to 2 year batch for the same price as one bottle that you would buy. And literally, it will take you 5 minutes.
Right, so that's that course.
That's one of the things that I teach. So in the course, let me explain the course. So in the program or the course, whatever you want to call it, it's a 5-module program, but it's self-paced. So no one has to feel like in the next 5 weeks, I can't do it. It's self-paced. Yeah. You do it at your own pace, but you get a module a week for 5 weeks. If it takes you, 3 months to go through it, that's fine. You do it at your own pace.
Right. Yeah.
And it includes face products. So first of all, the first module walks you through the background of the beauty industry, all the things you need to know about Yucca and, the dirty apps that I call them, Botox, about how to read a skincare label, all of those types of things. And I get you started with a detox program right away. So you can get started with beautiful skin right away. And then the second module is then building your clean beauty program for your skincare, your face. And so I walk you through the type of cleanser to look for and get. And I do offer recommendations in there. And I do offer some, easy to make products or, things, cleansers or serums. So, and then the third module is about makeup, because makeup is one of the most toxic things that women put on their face, including mineral makeup. Mineral makeup is very toxic. So I walk you through that. And then the fourth module is about dental health. Because it wouldn't be fair if I didn't give you, information. Dental health is so related to internal health, and I'm a big dental health expert. So I get you on a program that can literally reset your dental health, help reverse cavities or prevent cavities in the right way. And that will impact overall health. And then the last module is all about body care. So it's going to be body moisturizer, shaving cream, hair care. I even have a sun protection recipe in there that will block the absorption of chlorine from pools. And if you don't want to make your own, which is really easy to make, there's resources of where you can get the same types of products that are already made for you. So that's the actual program. And then,
can I just tell you that program sounds amazing?
Yeah.
That program really sounds amazing.
It's definitely a missing link. If you're really trying to lower your toxic load, that, we're missing a huge piece here, I think.
Yeah, a very huge piece. Being mindful of our time today, Trina, what are 2 simple things a woman can do to naturally improve her skin?
That's a loaded question, because that's all I do. You know what? The first thing is you have to start reading your labels. I mean, if you're not going to look at what you're putting on your skin and starting to become aware that there could be a potential problem and a toxic load, then anything that happens afterwards isn't going to make sense. But that could be the catalyst. If you flip it over and you go, oh my gosh, water, propylene glycol, what? Propylene glycol is antifreeze. You know, these types of things, if you start becoming aware. And then, you know, the next thing is to, you know, I would have to say take my program, but I know you don't want me to tell me say that because that's an easy thing to say. Literally making the swap to what I consider truly clean beauty. But it's hard to do that without knowing what you're looking for and how to do that. But getting interested and understanding that there is another way that the beauty industry doesn't want you to know. They don't want you to think it's easy. They don't want you to think it works. But getting to the point where you go, you start to question. I've learned to question everything. And when somebody right. tells me something, I'm like, is there another way of looking at this? Is 97, I always try to do, this has been a rule of thumb for me. This is something that I learned probably 16 years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter. My husband and I would go to, Dani Johnson was her name. She did these seminars. And one of the things she told us was, don't be a 97 percenter, be a 3 percenter. If 97% of people are doing something, they're probably, you know, what she call it, broke, sick, and something. Like there's three things. That's probably what they are. You want to do what the 3 percenters are doing, because the 3 percenters are the ones that are thriving, they feel good, and they look good. So be a 3 percenter. And so that's how I always try to look at things when people are, you know, when an influencer is selling me something, is this what 97% of the people are doing or 3%? Because that helps me decide, is this something that's going to be right. better for me or worse for me? And starting to think like that.
Yeah, I have to add, this October was the first time I ever noticed that people were calling out the beauty industry, because they're always like for breast cancer awareness in October with their pink labels and their pink packaging. And people were calling it out like, hey, you know, this is such a joke. Like, you have all these toxic right. chemicals in here. Breast cancer is happening everywhere. So many young women getting it. It's horrible. And, you know, it's just such hypocrisy out there.
It is.
So thank you for doing what you're doing. I mean, I think it's amazing.
You're welcome.
And I want to let everyone know that Trina has generously offered our listeners $200 off her holistic health and beauty reset program. Very exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No coupon is needed. We will have the link in the show notes. And you can connect with Trina on Instagram and Facebook. Her handle is at Trina Felber. She's also on TikTok. Her handle is Trina.Felber. And she's on X and LinkedIn. And we'll link those in the show notes too. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, ladies. I had fun.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes.
We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.